Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Well, it looks like everything is falling apart in California. We'll talk about the latest on their situation, the financial situation, which is resulting in some very interesting things happening. But first, we go to your phone calls. Dave in New York, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, fellas.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dave?
I wanted to give you the outcome to my court case. I read a letter that I wrote to the judge on air, and I believe in September. I had like six charges, a suspended license, and one of them was for swearing in front of a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you recall the case?
I do recall, and I recall the letter being very lengthy.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, they made me go to court three different times, didn't resolve the case to the third time. And because I brought my grandfather with me, who knows the judge personally, I guess my great-grandmother babysat for him, mm-hmm. they dropped six out of the seven charges. And even though I owed them $290, they took the $250 bail and then settled everything for $250.
So you'd already paid the bail and they just called it a wash?
Yep, basically. Even though I already owed them $290 from two tickets that were at least between 2 and 5 years prior to these current charges.
So what you're saying is
nice
the letter.
Friends.
So right. So what you're saying is that the letter didn't do anything, but essentially nepotism did.
Well, I think it was a combination because my grandfather softened him up. He actually read the letter, and then by the time he was done scanning through it, he didn't read it in detail. He basically did what I asked and dropped it down to one charge of running through a stop sign. And then the payment of the two original tickets, which doesn't really make sense because that should total more than $250. But he made it $250 and then let me go. Now my license is fine and everything.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
I'm not
surprised.
I'm not quite ready to believe that the letter had anything to do with it other than, you know,
so either.
A lot of times in a sales meeting, you give the client a piece of paper to kind of, you know, settle them down while you talk to them about whatever it is that you're, you know, give them the opportunity to think and talk to them about the, you know, thing that they're going to buy and that kind of thing. Piece of paper, just someplace for people to look while they think.
Mm-hmm.
So did you
say the DA was smirking, kind of. I mean, he was... He thought it was funny that the judge was letting me off with basically nothing.
Did you say that they deducted what you owed them out of your bail, essentially, and you were flush?
They dropped six tickets, and one of them was a misdemeanor. One was a violation one was disorderly conduct.
Right.
One was
they
were all real heavy charges. They dropped six tickets, and then they took my two original tickets and gave me a failure to stop and somehow made that only $250 when it should have been at least $290 plus the one charge for failure to stop.
So what advice do you have for people who are facing tickets right now?
Well, I guess if you're related to somebody who babysat and lived in the same neighborhood as your judge, you're okay. But other than that, you're SOL.
Great, Dave. Thanks for the uplifting message tonight. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Sean in Indiana. Sean, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Sean. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, this is Sean. I want to know if you guys have heard about the Million Gun Owner March on Washington, D.C. in 2010.
I have not. Heard about it today.
2010?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a long
way they're
off.
Shooting, well, no pun intended, but they're shooting for a spring of 2010 Million Gun Owner March on Washington, D.C.
And hold on a second. Now, are the gun owners actually going to carry weapons, or are they just going to march in D.C.?
That was my first question.
Well, actually, I'm not real sure about that. I just heard about this yesterday.
I would say probably the latter.
Yeah, well, they're still deciding all that. They have a website up, if I can plug the website.
Sure, yeah, go ahead.
It's, let me pull it up here real quick.
Okay. So, got some sort of Million Gun Owner March happening in 2010. Will they follow the rules of the Park Service, like the last group of people that we were talking about that was organizing, what was it, a hunger strike? in D.C., and the hunger strikers were going to really stick it to the feds and get some media coverage, and then the feds told them, whoa, you can't camp out in our parks. You're going to have to, sorry about that, we're just not going to allow you to do this. And so they just backed right down and canceled their protests.
Yeah, well, this just really got started about 2 days ago, but they do have a website up. It's millionGunOwnerMarch.com. And right now, the guy that's organizing, he's really, he's rabidly pro-Second Amendment, so I don't think he's going to go in there unarmed. And if he doesn't go in there unarmed, I don't think any of his followers are going to.
If he goes in armed, it's unlikely he's going to come out.
I worry about that a little bit. I'm not sure.
But if one million gun owners go in armed, there's not really a lot they can do to them.
That's true. Oh, they'll just take the ones in front. The feds do not believe for a second that those people are going to do anything. And I don't believe they are either. I don't think they go with the intention. I think the feds will just take the ringleaders, round them up, put them in jail for a while. I
mean, that could be a conspiracy charge. Yeah, that could be a conspiracy charge, conspiring to get a group of people to engage in civil disobedience against the federal government. I don't know. I'm sure that could make something of conspiracy to disobey.
Conspiracy to enforce the Constitution.
Conspiracy of disorderly conduct. Hey, thank you for the call tonight, and I am on that website, and it's awful. It's
really plain.
Very plain, very basic.
So
I'm sure that will inspire a million people to go march on Washington and break the gun laws.
I don't know about breaking the gun laws. I think you can get some people to go.
To be fair, the guy jumped the gun. This website's not supposed to launch until tomorrow. To be fair to them. All right. But you shouldn't be calling anybody and telling anybody anything about your website until it's actually online.
It's not his website.
Yeah, first impressions.
How do you find out about it if it's not his website?
I don't know.
Somebody told him. Whoever it was that told him should have kept their mouth shut until February 6th. They've actually launched their site, then start mentioning it to people. Anyway, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Dawn, ladies first, listening to KBYO in Louisiana.
Hello.
Hey, Dawn,
how
you're on
are
the
you?
Air. Hey there.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about your first caller and his ticket.
Yeah.
I think that's rather disgusting. I think he should have obeyed the laws and not got the ticket.
Well, now, come on. Are you telling me that
you come
obey?
To a full and complete stop in front of those big red octagonal signs? I mean, when I say a full and complete stop, I mean, do you come to a full stop and then the car rocks back and then you go?
Yes, you stop.
I understand it's a good idea to stop.
If you go, you go.
Well,
have you ever sped?
Dawn? You know what? Let me tell you this, though.
Yeah, tell me.
If he had children, he would be talking just like I am right now.
No, I have a child, and what I say is that if you conduct your car in a safe manner, then it doesn't really matter whether you come to a full stop at a stop sign.
Right,
okay.
The laws are not so, the arbiter
of safety.
So now I've given
that's
birth,
fine
and
there.
Therefore,
that's fine there, but
my voice
just,
means more.
That. And there, but the thing is, he just beat the system. That's all he's saying.
Oh yeah, that's what he's saying.
Mark, can I get more voice
exactly
if I get like a
saying.
Pet or something?
And he was proud of it, and that's just not a good example to set.
I think you misunderstood him. I think what he was trying to do is make it very clear that the system is entirely corrupt.
And I agree that some policemen go to the extreme, but if I don't know because I hadn't heard the whole thing on the guy you did, but if the policeman got out with an attitude, yeah, he was going to teach the guy a lesson. And some of those things need to be thrown out or thrown away.
Okay.
But two, it seems like he did something wrong to get stopped.
Well, what's wrong with beating the system? Is
what
there anything inherently wrong with that?
Yes, that's right and a wrong.
Well, wait
there
a
are, well, there
hold
are
on. What is right and wrong?
Is it right or wrong to stop for a stop sign?
It's right to stop at a stop sign.
It might be right to stop at a stop sign, but I don't think it's wrong not to.
I do.
Well, if it's clear as far as the eye can see, then
there are absolutes in this world.
Well, and one of them is not a stop sign, lady.
It becomes absolute the moment you write it down on a piece of paper. Someone writes it down on a piece of paper, and that becomes absolute. That's like the law of the universe.
If it's true, if it's the truth.
All right. Well, let me run you through something
here,
John.
That's the big ass. Stop signs are made as revenue generation sources for the state. There's you some truth.
If you could cheat on a test and get away with it, would you do it?
It depends on what the test is for.
Let's come back. I want to come back
now,
with more.
There
Dawn.
We go.
Dawn, if
there
you hang on, I'll
go.
Bring you back. I'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham, author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
With all the accolades that have come John Grisham's way, one more awaits him on February 26th, when he will receive a prestigious Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts, presented by the Mississippi Arts Commission. Among the individuals the awards recognize are those with significant ties to Mississippi for outstanding work in visual, literary, and performing arts. Some previous recipients are Morgan Freeman, soprano Leontine Price, author and photographer Eudora Welty, and pioneer rock and roller Bo Diddley. With 21 bestsellers, The Associate soon to be number 22, John Grisham is a stellar addition to this highly respected organization's roll of inductees.
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGear was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into a perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
It's now winter. Hello, cold. Hello, Mr. Flu. Oh yeah, welcome aboard the ship of irritating sickness. But wait! Ahoy! The sickness answer! GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Let life-change tea battle your yuck so you can have your life back. Bye-bye, cold. Bye-bye, Mr. Flu. And, oh, by the way, you toxins and chemicals, get the out of here. Feel better, lose weight. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Make an investment in your life. P.S. I've been drinking it for years.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up, and webcam version of the show, all available free for you. all the time at freetalklive.com. Well, the webcam's not there all the time, but the other ones are. All at freetalklive.com. Have the stories of civil disobedience here in New Hampshire touched, moved, and inspired you, like the ones we talked about earlier this week with the activists being arrested for, one of them for wearing a hat in court, the other for asking questions of some bailiffs. If this is inspiring to you, but you're unable for whatever reason to be involved yourself, well, you can from a distance via the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. It allows you to care for these brave men and women by financially supporting them while they face down the organizations that operate through violence and coercion. cdevolution.org. That again, cdevolution.org. And I'd like to point out that, as we mentioned before, and we will mention again, Free Talk Live's Newegg link, newegg.freetalklive.com. All of the proceeds from that link, because we get a percentage when you order at Newegg through that link, all of the proceeds will be donated to cdevolution.org. So yet another way for you to send some money to the civil disobedience efforts here in New Hampshire. And that again is newegg.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. We did get Dawn back. Looked like she dropped off the line, but she's back with us. Dawn listening to KBYO in Louisiana. Now, Dawn, we were talking about stop signs and road obedience, and you were, and if I was understanding you correctly, you were saying that you believe that it's the right thing to do to stop at a stop sign, a full and complete stop at a stop sign. Is that correct? Did I understand you right?
Yes.
Now, here's my question. I got a few questions for you, just kind of flesh this out here. If you're at an intersection, four-way stop intersection, and you can see that there's nothing else going on, let's say it's, oh, I don't know, 9 o'clock at night, nobody else is on the roads, it's clear as you're approaching the four-way stop that there's no one else coming from any of the other directions, is it then right to stop at the stop sign? Or actually, I guess the right question would be, is it wrong to blow through the stop sign?
It's wrong to blow through it, and it's right to stop.
Why?
Because it's the law.
So are you saying that whatever is the law is right?
No, because abortion is the law, and it's not right.
Well, then if you get to pick that the law is wrong in the case of abortion, how do you get to pick that the law is right in the case of this deserted stopping area?
Because you're talking about... killing unborn babies and...
I'm sorry, killing unborn babies and what?
A ticket.
Well, so...
I understand completely why you have issues with a particular law, like with the abortion law. I understand that completely. What I don't understand is why you're so inconsistent when it comes to another law that someone else might disagree with, i.e. the stop sign. And to me, it seems wrong when someone has harmed no one if they go through a stop
sign. Well,
Let me finish. Let me finish. Is it not wrong to give someone a ticket, possibly put them in jail if they refuse to pay that ticket, when they haven't harmed anyone, there's no one at the stop sign? You obviously disagree with one law and someone else disagrees with another law, so what makes one of them right and one of them wrong?
Consequences for everything you do. You're going to get paid good or you're going to get paid bad. You make the choice.
That wasn't a responsive answer to his question. Did you hear what his question was?
You haven't explained your inconsistency. Why one law is bad and one law is good. You're simply, you know, you obviously disagree with one, and other people disagree with the
right,
other.
Right, I disagree.
Just like I said, I'll do all I can to change the law of abortion. I'll do everything I can to try to change it.
I'm
through
that.
The legal system.
So hold on a second now.
You won't let me talk.
All right, go ahead.
What you need to do is go through the legal system and have it changed that stop is no longer required at a stop sign.
So, Dawn, is it possible that
the legal system itself is wrong? It supports killing babies,
is,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's my question for you. If the law itself said that you must have an abortion if you get pregnant, would you follow the law? Or would you work through the system to change it while you were following it? Or what would you do?
No, I'm going to take the law of God on that.
Oh, I see. So you have your own set of laws that you'll decide that overrides man laws,
that
right?
That is not a law, though.
Well,
that'll never
a second,
be a
sweetie.
Law.
What if,
there have been a lot of crappy laws.
I don't know, though, now. You know, under Obama, he could make it a law.
What if I have my own God's law that says that when I'm approaching an intersection...
But there's only one God.
Well, hold on, sweetie. How do you know that my God doesn't have a law that that says that I get to use my judgment?
How can you call me sweetie? How can you call me sweetie? You know,
see?
That's
you know what? I shouldn't have done that. I'm talking with a nice Southern lady. I didn't feel like I was out of
line.
I apologize for that.
You're calling me Southern lady that's, you know, really ditzy.
That's not an insult. I take it as a compliment. I'm Southern.
Yeah.
Ladies, a good term.
Where are you from?
I'm from the South. We're all from the South.
Farther South than you are.
Even though Florida is further South, it doesn't actually count as the South. I just want to point that out. I'm from Georgia. I truly am from the South.
Now, wait a minute. You've never been to Central
but
Florida.
You have a Northern accent.
Who has a Northern accent?
The other guy who said that.
We're trained broadcast professionals.
I have a question. What if I have a problem with the system? What is my what process should I go through with, if I have a problem with the system itself?
What process you go through to change things in the system?
If I have a problem with the system itself, what process do I go through? Obviously, I can't go through the system if I have a problem with the system. That's obviously not reliable.
That's
so what?
That's the problem we have in America right now, isn't it? We're so tied down.
I agree.
We can't fix things.
Yep, it's all these laws. You'd agree that there's way too many.
Yeah, I do, but I know you're just wanting a good conversation and all, but listen, you know that guy was wrong.
Oh, no.
No, I don't.
I don't agree.
Well, here's what I think, is the guy was calling to point out that the system itself is corrupt. And I know that's what he was calling because we've talked in the past. And I'll say that what occurred was unfair, and the court system's there to be fair. However, he didn't do it. The judge did.
And he didn't harm anybody. None of his so-called offenses, as I recall, did not involve a victim.
It just hit me wrong because it just sounded like he called and bragged. And then his very last statement was, if you know somebody, you can get stuff out of it.
So, no. Being cynical. I mean, that's a cynical observation of reality.
Gross.
Thank you for the call tonight, Don. I appreciate hearing from you in the conversation. That was essentially just a cynical observation of what the reality is of the court system. He was pointing out that, hey, if you know somebody, then they might take it easy on you, whereas if you're just the average schmo, then they're going to just run right over top of you, and you're going to have to pay up.
And that's really at the root of most of the problems with government is, and when we're complaining about all the excess regulations on people and tickets, and it favors the people who know someone, you know, and companies that are already thriving and have followed all the regulations and they're in business, it behooves them to keep those regulations in place to keep their keep competition away from them and things like that.
So. Absolutely. The toll-free number here for you is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want. Sometimes the laws just completely lead to a breakdown. That's what's happening in California. We definitely want to get to that story. Plus, your calls about anything. That's what the show's about. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. by calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with an order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. What do they sell at AdamEve.com? I'm not going to tell you, but here's a hint. It's very discreet shipping. AdamEve.com.
All right, so we go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Jim in Illinois. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live. Jim?
Yeah. Hey. First of all, I'd like to say this call is completely free, and I'm enjoying it on you.
Lovely. What's on your mind tonight, Jim?
What does that mean?
Real quick, before I get to my my question, Ian, you were talking about if you could invent anything. You were talking the other night, if you could invent anything, you'd invent teleportation. On the BBS and the show forum, I put a link there. IBM's been working on it for some time, and they've actually successfully teleported quantum particles.
Yeah, as I recall, that was it was a very short distance, but they did do that, and I, or at least I don't know if it was I don't know if I remember the story being about IBM, but I do recall a story where they have done such things, and it's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Granted, doing, you know, other things is quite a ways off, but, you know, you got to start somewhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, when you say quite a ways off, it's kind of hard to predict how far that might be. I mean,
what is a quantum particle? I mean, is this a molecule?
It's really, really, really small.
Okay, so like a quark?
So I would say about like that.
So they've successfully done that. It's pretty exciting. But if you look at look at the curve of technology. Look at all that has happened in just the last 30, 20, 10 years, and looking and seeing exactly how quickly things have been developing, and just the rate of increase. And was it Moore's law that technology roughly doubles its capability every 18 months or something like that? I think I'm inaccurate to some extent, but the concept is pretty sound, that technology builds off of technology, which builds off of technology, and it just dramatically increases. So while right now they may just be teleporting quarks around, it may only be another 10 or 20 years before there are significant advances in that area. Who knows?
Well, it certainly is, like I said, you got to start somewhere, and the fact that they're even to do a quantum particle is very exciting.
I agree. Anything else on your mind tonight, Jen?
Yeah, my main question is that something I've heard in the Libertarian Party circles is that maybe not even the party, just in libertarian circles, is that if you don't like, if people are bad, then why do you want them, governing over you? And then I was just thinking about this the other day when I was going over the Illinois Libertarian Party site in the Activision section, or the Activism section. I'm an old Atari freak, if you can't tell. Anyway, I was in the Activism section. But the question arises to me that if we don't want people that are corrupt lording over us in the government, doesn't that point kind of negate the idea of actually having a Libertarian Party?
Yeah, well, the Libertarian Party, as I understand it, was originally started as nothing more than an educational vehicle. And then, essentially, the politicos became more and more entrenched in the party, more involved in the party, and they did turn it into an organization that was actually seriously attempting to win offices. And that resulted in them watering down their message to the point where now they are not even a recognizable shell of the party that they once were.
Yeah, I would tend to agree with that. They, as I've posted before about the last person they had up for president, I welcomed him to the party, but I did not welcome him to the position that he got in as fast as he did.
Yeah, I have to agree.
I mean, the more people in the party, the more people in the Liberty Movement, the better, but,
Yep. I'm absolutely with you. It's a sad thing.
What did he do for the Libertarian Party? I think nothing.
He hurt the Libertarian Party. He made the Libertarian Party even less relevant than it already was.
He practically killed it.
Yeah. I certainly left, and a number of other people have left as well. In fact, speaking of that particular candidate, when they were running the Libertarian primary, there was one candidate that was neck and neck with him, Dr. Mary Ruart, and we're going to have some interesting news to announce about her a little bit later on tonight. So I thank you for the call.
I've been not only downloading the podcast, but I've also been downloading the guest interviews you've had over the years, and that was a very excellent interview.
You can do that over at guests.freetalklive.com, and I thank you, Jim, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. We're going to wait on, hopefully we're going to get a call about Dr. Ruart tonight, but if we don't, by the end of the show, remind me and I'll make sure I break the news. 800-259-9231, we go to Dave, listening in the People's Republic of Somewhere. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, once upon a time, I had a little airplane. And I went out, headed to New York. I had a lady friend that was going to Columbia. And I used the services of the New York air traffic control people.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up having to make an emergency landing in Grand Canyon, Pennsylvania, because he directed me into a storm. Okay. Ended up later on, I got back in the plane. They put me back in the same storm. I ended up in Elmira, New York. And the next day, I finally made it to Kennedy, where they charged me $275 to park or to land, and had the police escort me to and from my airplane.
Why?
So I guess for that's the rules there.
Jeez.
So that used to be the rules. That was before 9/11.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm hoping you guys could maybe put this on the air. They came out with the air traffic control tapes today. For that flight, I believe it was 1549.
The one that crashed in the river?
Yeah. And it's just amazing to hear the air traffic controller.
What do you
mean? He doesn't even know what the hell the number of the airplane is.
Wow.
He's calling it 1529, 1539. And he actually had to be told by some other airplane that the guy had crashed into the river.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So my was that oblivious of what was going on, or to what was going on?
Well, okay. There's that old guy that calls in that just got his pilot's license renewed. You know who
Gene
I'm talking about?
Gene McChristianic.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and he talked about how it's pilot's discretion in the plane in an emergency. You don't have to obey their diktats.
Okay.
Well, he told him to turn to a certain heading, and the fellow said, you know, I just got a bird strike. Can't do that. I need to turn around and come back. Man, when he didn't comply with that air traffic controller's diktat, that was it for the ATC. They just freaked out.
They freaked out and did what?
They didn't even know who the hell they were talking to. I mean, you know, planes have numbers, right?
Yeah.
Well, if your flight's 1549 and the guy's talking to flight 1529 and 1539, well, you know, and you're having an emergency trying to land a plane with no engine, how do you know the guy's even talking to you?
Yeah, that's true. I can see how that could be confusing.
Like I say, when he went into the water, some other aircraft told him, well, he's in the Hudson or something like that, or he said he's going in the Hudson. So I would recommend anybody coming to the Free State Forum there that you guys are having next month to drive.
Thanks for the suggestion and the call.
All right, have a good one.
Well, I have the convenience of being able to drive to the Liberty Forum because I live in New Hampshire, but I'm sure a lot of people will be flying in through the Manchester Airport, which is it's the cutest little airport I've ever seen.
But it is
it's
a cute little airport. I am actually on the after my last flight.
Is this Sarasota Bradenton? I'm sorry.
Sorry, we've got a co-host here.
After my last flight, I am so close to just riding off flying altogether. If I can't drive there, then I don't need to go that bad.
Yeah, that's kind of how I'm feeling about it.
I'm of similar opinion, and I wonder how many people are of that same opinion. Flights are down since 9/11, and I don't think it has to do with people being scared of terrorists. I think it's people being annoyed with the TSA.
I agree.
By the way, I'm being corrected here and told that apparently in the case of the plane that flew into the river, the pilot did give an incorrect flight number first. So, all that said, I don't doubt that many air traffic controllers are lazy, shiftless bureaucrats. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real social security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen, it's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses 2 high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is you need to buy in life, they probably sell it. They've got dozens of categories, and they even sell used items. So anything you buy at amazon.freetalklive.com, we will get a cut. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. It's Ken in California. Hello, Ken. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello there, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, Ken?
Oh, well, basically, you were going to bring up a subject about California. I have one for you. There's certain communities in California that are going to write, if they don't already have on their local statutes, local ordinances, so they can kind of get rid of the county of getting any of this money or the state. Like, for instance, like speeding tickets. They'll write it on a local ordinance and put you through the local court.
Yeah, I think that my story here may be covering that. Essentially, some of the county folks are basically pretty pissed off that the state government is essentially withholding funds from them. And so they're basically saying, well, you withhold funds from us, we'll withhold funds from you.
Yeah, it's just getting to be a the people are the ones that are going to lose the battle because they're using and it's my understanding too. I guess they're going to try to raise our state sales tax to
compensate.
10% is what I understand. It's currently 7.5.
Wow.
Well, I guess it depends on where you live too.
That's
you
a
know, there's
huge
a lot of
increase.
Bureaucrats that could lose their jobs if we don't keep up that state funding. So you should be happy to pay that extra 2%.
No, I'm not quite happy about
that's
that.
That's like a 33-40% increase in sales tax. That's tremendous.
Yeah. So it's every well. Here's the thing: they're going to put the screws to us at every level, and tell them they're going to tell us we all got to get a little skin in there, or whatever Obama said the other day.
What do you mean by that? You mean that you'll actually?
Well, he made a comment. We all got to put into this. You know, we all got to feel some pain. But I don't see any of the government officials feeling any pain.
No, they're not cutting back at all.
They're getting paid.
Well, a lot of them avoided a lot of their income taxes, didn't they?
Yeah, what's with that?
Some of the pointies.
I think that's great news. It shows that even these politicians are not paying taxes.
California really cracks the whip when it comes to sales taxes, too. I know that
they have
an extra thing on your income taxes where you can fill out. There's a section where you can fill out things that if you bought them online and weren't charged sales tax like you were supposed to from another state.
So you can
I have a friend that fills it out accurately, too.
That's crazy.
That's supposed to be mandatory, gentlemen.
It is, but it's just one of the things that's so hard to enforce. Hardly anyone actually does it. But I have a friend who fills it out and is quite proud of that.
Here's the problem. I can't afford to get out of here.
Oh, no. Well, that is going to be a problem. What's so difficult about getting out for you?
Well, just a very limited budget right now. It's monetarily not going to work at this point.
Paycheck to paycheck?
Basically.
Tough. The way things are going, it might get to the point where you can't afford to stay.
That's a good point, too.
Well, when it gets to that point, I guess I just let them say, here's the house, bye.
Yeah, the house is what's holding a lot of people back right now. They're not worth what they used to be. The house will just be worth more next year and more next year and more. Mm. And now the house is going to be worth less next year.
It was called equity at one point. Now it's negative equity.
Yeah, right. People are upside down. One out of five people are upside down in their houses, and a lot more in California, Florida, Arizona, Nevada.
I saw that coming, and I bailed. I saw it coming and bailed just in time.
Oh, don't rub his face in it.
Sorry.
Hey, well, I couldn't bail, so here I am. I'm stuck in hell.
Well, I mean, there's got to be something that you can do to get out. I mean, obviously, if you've got debts, that should be something to be paid off. Take on some roommates.
That's what I'm trying to do right now. Me and the wife are trying to get the debts down. That's another reason it's even tighter, because I'm paying more on, things like credit cards and, getting rid of all that stuff.
Send the kids to work, take on some roommates, try to cut back on your spending, and put some money away in savings so you can get the hell out of there. And good luck. Thank you for the call tonight, Ken. 800-259-9231. I would not want to be going down with that sinking ship. That is for sure. We'll get to some more of the details here in a moment about what's going on out there. But first, let's talk to Alan in New York. Alan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I called in to talk tonight about a great way to get back at your local court system for giving you BS tickets. This week, after about an 8-month fight over a seatbelt ticket, I got about 8 extensions is the only reason it took so long. But I went in and paid a $125 ticket in pennies, and they brought in the mayor, the police to intimidate me.
Really?
Court clerk, they called like 10 different people on the phone to see if they could accept pennies. The cop told me I'd have to sign every one of my rolls or the bank would not accept them. And then I'm like, well, the bank will accept them because I just got them from the bank to give them to you guys. Mm-hmm. And that pissed him off even more.
I read about this. Is this a different case or was there an article about this?
I don't believe so. I'm not much into
there have been the, articles like
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's not the first one to pay a ticket in pennies, for sure.
Yeah, what jogged my thought about that was the signing each roll, because I thought I'd read that.
Well, there was one place that made it that demanded that a guy put his driver's license number on each roll, and I've heard of signing the rolls as well. Certainly, signing rolls would be easier than
writing but signing is really not of any use if your signature looks like chicken scratch.
Right.
Well, what I did to counter-react that is I said, well, okay, if you're worried about me putting plugs in these pennies, I'm going to empty them. So I started smashing them open on the counter so they could count them penny by penny. Mm-hmm. But, of course, backed him down. He said, oh, calm down. I'll make a couple calls. He went over, basically lied as if he's making some calls and said, okay, put $125 of the pennies in this basket and get the hell out of here.
Did they give you a receipt?
Oh, yeah, they gave me a receipt. Yep.
Oh, wow.
Okay, but here's the second part of this. I'm in the military. Well, in the military, they called the military police, and the military police called my chain of command in an attempt to get me in trouble for paying my fine in pennies.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm not really sure the legality.
If they don't want the legal tender, they shouldn't call it legal tender, because that's what it says. It's for all debts, public and private.
And private, there's no doubt about it. I'm curious, did you happen to bring a video camera or audio recorder along for your...
expedition?
No, I figure they would have kicked me out if I had done that, or kicked whoever had videotaping out. I don't figure that's legal on that.
Well, they do like to try to do those sorts of things. I mean, even though videotaping is legal here in, or actually having, supposedly having a video camera is legal in a courtroom here in New Hampshire, they kicked us out more than a few times. So, thank you for the call and the story, and glad to hear that that worked out for you, because a lot of places, they do not want to take pennies from you, and it is kind of an, it's a decent little protest. It's not a huge step, but
if they insist that I sign each roll, I would make sure I do it standing right there, holding up the line.
Holding up the line, yeah, that's a good idea. And having a video camera there would make things even more fun, because it would really make the bureaucrats nervous, and they would be on their best behavior if they actually allowed the camera. If they didn't like the camera, the bigger the camera, the better too.
In that case, if you can have one of those news type looking cameras, that's even better.
Right, Sam from the Obscure Truth Network has those cameras. He's got those really snazzy HD cameras.
And I had some problems with the town that I lived in and live in, when I brought that thing in the county clerk's office
with Sam,
wham, they suddenly got real nice and helpful too.
Yep, so it's all about your appearance. If you've got yourself a nice little press badge that you've made up for yourself with a laminate and a something to put it around, hang it around your neck basically, and you've got a nice looking camera, you will fool plenty of bureaucrats. I mean, and it's all about appearances. It's all about how you carry yourself. So worth it. I don't know. Those big cameras, they're getting cheaper. In fact, I believe you can get larger size cameras that are of the regular DV variety instead of the HD variety. So it's just sort of the standard television resolutions that are definitely on the cheaper side these days. So 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I think that activism like that is a lot more powerful when you are backed up by other activists. It's great to go in and put your little protest in and do that, and I'm not against that. I think it's great for people to take baby steps and to show the government for how ludicrous they really are, to not take them seriously, to laugh at them as many chances as you possibly can get. But having people backing you up is a huge help. As you know, Mike Barsky, one of the super activists here in New Hampshire, called us last night. We talked to him at length about his recent stay in jail. He's bailed out, and he mentioned while he was on the show all of the help that he's gotten from the outside, from the activist community here in New Hampshire, and how grateful he was to have all of these activists around. And that's how I felt when I got out of jail, that I was so grateful to have all of these wonderful activists, not just here in New Hampshire, but also, of course, all around the country listening to the show, but specifically the ones that were close by, because having those people on the outside really makes a difference. Or if you're going in to pay a fine in pennies, having them behind you makes a difference as well. We'll see you coming up here in hour two. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.